No hobble, I'm seeking and reeking and having a ball.
That's the way it should be. Yeah, I ask you a question.
Yeah.
What's the problem here? All these girls, right? I take them out, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, it's like the average girl, you know, the kind of girl you take home and, you know, first thing on your mind is to,
I understand.
You know? And then you got the kind of girl you meet, she's a real sweet kind of girl, you know, real nice girl, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to treat her nice and all, take her out, spend a little money on her, and you respect her, too, you know? You're not worried about what you were thinking about with the ordinary girl. You know, you want to take her home, meet her mom and dad, impress them and everything, everything works out.
Yeah.
And you're feeling good about yourself, too, and all your buddies are saying, yeah, but if that good-looking blonde came along, you know what you do. I said, not with this girl. I like this girl. I'm going to respect her, you know?
So what's the problem?
I'm going to treat her nice, you know?
So what's the problem?
And then you take her out, you treat her nice, and next thing you know, she blows you away. Like a hurricane, man. You're gone. You're out of here. You're nobody.
Well, because she's tired of the way you're wimping around, just like all the other guys. You see, this girl is sweet and nice and tender and good-looking. That's the main thing. She's probably good-looking there. And there you are, wimping around, taking her out to dinner, meeting her mom and dad. No, a dame like that, you got to be classy. You got to show you got a little spunk, a little bit of verve, because she's used to it. She's used to the same old guy taking her out there. No. Now you got to be bold. You got to be bold. First of all, when you line up the date, you say, look, I ain't picking you up at your house. I don't meet parents, all right? This is a date, not a question session. I don't answer questions. I don't want to sit there with Pop asking me, you know, what I plan to do with my life. You want to go out with me, you be at my house at 7:15. And one thing, I hate to be kept waiting. Let me tell you that right in the start. So if it's 7:16, don't even bother to ring the bell, okay? 7:15. And I don't like to be rushed either, and I don't want you there at 7:14. Well, are we getting this through now? The time is 7:15. Okay, I'll see you then. Bang, you hang up the phone. Oh, she shows up at 7:15, if nothing else but to slap your face, but once again you disarm her. You answer the door with a little shaving cream on your face, your pants on, your chest proud and bold and flared, matted with chest hair. Yeah, that disconcerts her right there. She thinks you'll be ready as you stand there bare-chested in the doorway. And you look her right in the eye and say, baby, I'll be honest with you. I've been hobbling all day long, and I am totally exhausted. But I might let you talk me into a little gobbledygee.
Yeah. Right here, for more craziness, from Washington's best jock, the Grease Man, on WWDC-FM Washington, DC 101.